This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show this Friday. Oh, that's tomorrow. Boy, it's Thursday. We're doing an Ask Me Anything on the Alice 973 Instagram. It is my turn to come under fire this week. Vinny,
and for
excellent.
For those of you who are worried, while asking Sarah questions is probably my favorite thing. Uh-huh. And if I had anything on my business card, it should just say the asker of questions to my partner. Mm. I'm going to step aside and let you guys do this. You got this Friday. All of you, tune in to the Alice Instagram and ask her everything. Please, I hope while I'm watching that you ask questions I've never thought of, because I feel like I've thought of most of them.
Yeah, it was interesting watching yours. I mean, I feel like you got a lot of softballs. Like, I didn't learn anything new about you. I guess next week, whenever we do this again, it'll be the two of us. Maybe we could even ask each other some, like, do follow-up questions. Like, tell me more about that.
Okay. You know,
that kind of thing. So Bryn is actually going to be doing all the questioning, as he did last week. You guys both looked very sharp last week, I must say.
Thank you.
You can send a question by DMing the Alice973 Instagram. He's collecting all of the questions there, sorting through them. Only softballs for me, too, this week, okay? Mm.
And you're going topless, right?
Yeah, we're both going topless. Yep.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be the naked Ask Me Anything. So if you have questions about my shoulders or collarbones, you know, that's totally acceptable. Because they'll be right there. You'll be able to see them. Mm. My neck. My horrible, horrible neck. Well, I'd be able to talk
ridiculous.
Into a mic.
Don't say that. That's not a nice thing to say about yourself.
I mean, it's horrible.
I think what most people would be surprised by, I'm often re-surprised, and now it's been whatever 20 years, but often, you know, we'll go, it feels like years, and then we'll be out somewhere where you're dressed up, and I'll be like, look at all the freckles on you.
Yeah,
who knew?
Freckly person.
You like forget all about, but you don't have them on your face. They're just sort of in.
No,
that.
They're from some bad. Can you see them?
Yes,
they're from sunburns when I was a kid.
Can't see them through the camera. Can you see them?
Can you see them?
I can't see them through the camera. No, but I'm just saying it's. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Hello.
Can you see them?
Yeah,
maybe
I can
lower.
See them.
Maybe they're lower.
They're not lower. This is where they are, right here.
Yeah, I can see them though.
See
yes.
This one?
It's surprising because you don't have them all over your face. So my point is, it's a surprise. Each time I'm like, oh yeah, she's all freckly.
No, just in that way. I'm not all freckly. I have some freckles on it, like from a horrible sunburn I got as a kid. I had freckles thereafter. See him tomorrow, everyone. I don't know if I'm going to let the camera go that low. You know, I don't want.
You don't want what?
I don't want to get kicked off Instagram. Nudity will get you kicked off.
So you're saying you don't have freckles on your butt. Is that what you're saying?
I do not. I have
you're on the record
I have
saying...
individual freckles here and there and moles and stuff on my body, as you do. But yeah, this is like a grouping of freckles. It's like the freckle patch on me.
All right.
Yeah.
You won't get kicked off of Instagram. I mean, if anything, Alice will take it for the team because it's going to be on Alice's Instagram. So.
Oh, there you go.
No, I'm pretty sure that we'd all be kicked off of Instagram, so there isn't going to be any nippleage on the topless Ask Me Anything. I'm going to be very careful about where I set the camera.
All right,
it's going
to
be.
To answer your question, you can use a mic tomorrow. You will use a mic tomorrow.
Great, because I need to be like this to block the whole neck area. Maybe I'll try and find a better. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Let's
tomorrow right. at 10 o'clock.
Yes. So things that we do during quarantine to keep ourselves entertained. There's a wide variety of rabbit holes you can go down. And here's one for you. This is on Friday, tomorrow, at 3 p.m. Pacific. What are you doing? Nothing. Why don't you watch this? It's Post Malone hosting a live stream concert tribute to Nirvana. It is going to be broadcast live from his home and air on his official YouTube channel. Oh, my God. It's amazing. The press release says he'll perform a set of Nirvana hits and, Nirvana, and fan favorites. So I wonder, I feel like I'm echoing again. Is that coming through your thing, Brittany?
I don't hear it. No.
I am
no,
hearing it.
No, you sound great through me.
All right, great. Super. I won't say another word about it.
Okay.
So it says he's going to do Nirvana hits and fan favorites, which I think means he'll do Post Malone songs too, but it's a Nirvana tribute
concert.
Well,
fan favorites, I mean, there's plenty of songs that weren't hits that...
Sure.
You know, so maybe right. he's just talking about deep cuts of Nirvana. What I was told, or sorry, what I read is that he's a huge Nirvana fan, and one of the tattoos on his face is a song title from Nirvana.
Oh, which one?
Stay Away is written over his... right eyebrow.
Oh.
And
so there's a fan favorite.
It's the song by Nirvana, Stay Away.
Oh, funny. So he's got a little post up. It says Post Malone, 3 p.m., Nirvana tribute. I see. These are all the different time zones. He also put a phone number in there that you can, so you can text questions and requests earlier. It's an 817 number. I mean, I just assume, I'm sure it's not his home phone, which no one has anyway. He's going to raise money for the United Nations Foundation's COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund for the World Health Organization. Oh, there it is. I'm looking at a picture of him through Bryn's camera.
Right, stay away.
Oh, he's got a little
eyebrow.
Playboy bunny, too, under next to the always. Look at mm-hmm. that. Anyway, throughout the show, Google will match donations up to $5 million. So if you do make a donation while he's doing these performances, and there he is with a fedora on. Boy, Bryn, you're unstoppable. So if you make a donation, Google's going to match it, which is great. It all goes to the UN Foundation. And they go on to talk more about him. So let's move
I like
to the
that
next
he's thing. A Nirvana fan. Nirvana was really special. And for those of us that were around when they were happening, that was pretty neat. It was a pretty neat thing to see, like a weird rock resurgence coming yep. out of Seattle where you just felt like when that ended, I thought, I wonder where the next sort of huge rock underground movement's going to be. And there was not another one.
No.
They kept telling us, oh, it's going to be.
Rock is going to be back.
No, so Seattle resurgence was, you know,
that was really the last big rock rise, wasn't it? And since then, I mean, it's just pop and hip hop. And
I tell the story on tonight's on my side piece on Alt 105, but it was a trip in 91. I got to see Nirvana and Pearl Jam open up for the Red Hots, and in completely
what a lineup.
I know, but in completely different ways. Each one of those bands crushed it. And Pearl Jam, like Eddie Vedder, I didn't even know who he was at the time, was such a freaking rock star as he's climbing into the rafters of the place while the band jams. And he's the guy with the spotlight can't find him. And the guys are trying to throw him a mic. It was just the weirdest, like, this guy might die tonight, the way he's behaving. And then totally different from that, Nirvana comes out. Absolutely annihilates the room. But Kurt wasn't that guy. He wasn't like
the giant showman. It was
right. He didn't do that rock star stuff. It was the anti rock star stuff where you're just like, holy crap, they're great in a different way too.
Right. And then anyway. The Red Hot, I'm sure, just blew the roof off the joint.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Machine Gun Kelly, who I love him. I don't know what it is about him. I think he's funny, and I liked him as Tommy Lee in the, I think it's called The Dirt. Is that the Motley Crue thing? It was sort of a smallish part. He didn't, you know, it wasn't like the main character or anything. But
is he also in Bird Box?
Yes. I believe
I think he
that
is, right?
is him. He's the one who's humping the girl in the laundry room. Anyway, Machine Gun Kelly. He's friends with Marilyn Manson. And
yes, you've got my attention.
I know.
Hello.
I knew that would do it. The audio of the FaceTime call between them is not great. But play him a little so he hears Marilyn's beautiful voice.
What up, dude?
Why is your day so bright, mine so red?
Hey, y'all, I'm doing these covers for fun. I need a song request. What are you thinking?
Rihanna, Love in the Brain.
What?
Rihanna, Love in the Brain.
Wow. Okay. All right.
This way.
All right, done.
Okay, so
all right, thanks.
Marilyn's request is Rihanna, Love on the Brain.
That's a good one.
To Machine Gun Kelly.
Love you, man.
Love you, later.
Oh, they love each other. So Machine Gun Kelly got right to work, and here is his cover of Rihanna's Love on the Brain.
And you got me like, oh, what you want from me? Baby, you got me like I.
And it goes on from there. But
it's
great. It's absolutely great. Like, he's one of those really super fast rappers. I really appreciate that. And then there he is singing and rocking out. It sounds great. Is he playing guitar on that too? Or he's holding a guitar, isn't he?
He does play for a minute. He has a guitar solo.
Wow. Let's hear a little of that.
But he has guitarists on that as well. I'm not sure if they're together or I'm not sure how that worked. It's very highly produced.
Well, I'm sure they're all flying in their parts from all over, where, you know, wherever they're hunkered down.
It almost looks like they're in the same room, though. I can't tell.
Oh.
You know? But here's his part on the guitar.
All right. Got him pretty low in the mix.
Yeah, it's very low in the mix.
He's doing that, though?
Yeah, he's doing it.
He knows how to play.
Yeah,
he does.
I mean, that's not great, but that's pretty good. He does know where to put the notes.
He's like,
yeah. I wonder if that's, I actually wouldn't know if that was the exact solo that plays during her version of it. Maybe he copied that note for note or something.
Oh, okay.
I truly don't know.
Is there even a guitar in her version?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know. I can't remember there being one. But I guess I wouldn't have necessarily paid attention to that. He's done 21 of these. This is day 21 of his cover series. It's called The Lockdown Sessions. And Marilyn Manson's the one who made that request. So lots
Very
of people.
Very cute.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Plus, I love that tune. So, are you in the middle of looking to see on the Rihanna song if there's a... If there's a solo, I mean, I'll give you a second to find that. It'd just be interesting to see if it was exactly the same. Hers is, she's like right in your face. The mix is really different. But, you know, good for him for doing his own version of it. That can't be an easy song to cover. But turns out the guy can sing. Is it a no? Are you? I'm going to move on to the next thing.
Yeah, go ahead and move on.
Okay. G-Eazy. And yeah. Ashley Benson, she's from Pretty Little Liars. This is her first venture into the music industry, and they've done a cover together, G-Eazy and Ashley Benson. Here is their version of Radiohead's Creep.
Oh.
Ready to go, Bryn? I've heard worse songs than this, that's for sure, and it's a great tune, you know? This is one of my favorite all-time songs. I know they hate it, but I just don't care. I freaking love this tune. That's good. So that is G-Eazy and Ashley Benson covering Radiohead's Creep. She's adding that to her resume now that she's a singer. Corona, you couldn't escape it for an entire break. Marianne Faithfull was discharged from a London hospital Wednesday. Kids, you don't know who Marianne Faithfull is. She's a singer. I mean, I think she's even before my time. I gotta say, she looks freaking 70 in this picture.
Well, she just had coronavirus.
True. Well, I think the picture is, she's smiling and dressed up, so I'm gonna guess, and there's other people in the photo, so I'm gonna guess it's not from her.
It's not a real-time picture from her leaving the hospital then?
Doesn't seem to be. 22 days in the hospital though, after being admitted suffering from COVID-19. She'll recuperate in London, a rep said for her. Marianne, thanks you for all your kind messages of concern, which have meant a great deal through what is such a difficult time for so many. She's very grateful to all the NHS staff NHS staff. That's the national healthcare system in England, who cared for her at the hospital and without a doubt saved her life. I guess on April 4th, they confirmed that she was being treated there and that she was stable and responding to treatment. But Jesus, 22 days in the hospital, just horrible. And that's it. She's fine. She lived. Congratulations.
Well, that's good.
Billie Eilish, you know, another of the people who's just trying to keep themselves entertained during the lockdown, the hunker down. She went on Instagram Live and played some of the American Beauty soundtrack on the piano for her fans on Monday night. So she's just noodling around and playing the songs and interacting and reading the questions and stuff. But the performance was interrupted by what they're calling thirsty comments. It's a thirst trap from rapper Lil Pump. I guess Lil Pump is in love with her. First, she starts to ignore them. You know, she sees them and she sort of laughs. But
do you know Lil Pump? I don't know him.
I mean, I've heard of Lil Pump and I want to say he had a hit. I feel like we've talked about Lil Pump, but I don't. He's not like famous for some arrest or something that I would, you know, have stuck a pin in. Lil Pump.
You know Lil Pump from this song here with Kanye.
Oh, I do know this song.
Remember that SNL?
Yes, they are the ones. So Lil Pump was
Lil
in the
Pump
other.
Is the guy dancing with him
in the seltzer can or whatever?
Yeah, there were water bottles and
something. Right, one was a Fiji water and one was like a Pellegrino or something.
Yeah.
All right, that's Lil Pump. So listen, the seltzer guy. He flooded the comment section, declaring Eilish to be the love of his life, asking her, "Let me take you on a date, please. Let me wife you." That's the new way to say it, I guess.
I would like you to marry
wife me. So first she's ignoring it, then she's starting to laugh. She tells the viewers, "I can't even tell you what I'm laughing at right now," and they're like, "No, no, we see him." And then she quietly shot him down, saying, "No, thanks." He did not give up. He kept on going. "I'm serious," he said, sending heart love emojis, that she ignored him for the rest of the stream. So she shut him down pretty solidly. It was a no. All right, that's going to do it for your 8 o'clock.
I just checked on the Love on the Brain track.
Yes.
And there is not a guitar solo in
there. There is no guitar solo. He made up his own solo that was heartfelt. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Machine Gun Kelly, who's been doing covers while in quarantine. He covered Rihanna's Love on the Brain and rocked out, well, slow-handed out a little bit with the guitar solo on there. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Well, we'll get caught up with Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Las Vegas, among other things after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.